Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You download it, you look for WILK News Radio, you favorite us, and that's it. You got us. That's all you got to do. 66 degrees here at 410 on this Thursday, May 8th, 2025. And it's always good to bring in our county, well, one of our county commissioners, Commissioner Chris Chermak. Commissioner, thanks for joining the Rob O'Donnell Show.
Absolutely.
So, a couple of things. Has there been any update from the courts on our missing county commissioner? Are we going to have someone in place anytime soon? Because we have a pope now, and you know the running.
Yeah, we have a pope.
The running joke was we will have a pope before we have a new Lackawanna County commissioner.
Yeah, well, sadly, we kind of all knew that would happen. No update. I haven't heard a thing from the courts. So we're waiting on the decision from the senior judges to decide what process they're going to follow, and then we'll go from there. So I don't know. It's unbelievable, but I don't know yet.
Now, does the resignation of the court clerk of court that just happened, that kind of falls into the same process here? Does that kind of fall into this now?
Well, so yeah, it will, because now they're going to be looking at what procedures to follow. So if they set the precedent one way or the other, they're going to have to follow the same for this new position to fill Mari's spot. So, yeah, I'm sure they're thinking about all this, and I'm sure did not expect that one. So, you know, they're going to have to make a decision soon here. You know, the county's functioning. Like, this is what they said in the hearing. You know, the attorneys for Gaughan said the county's functioning and, you know, there's no issues. Well, the county's functioning because Commissioner Chermak is agreeing to pass things and put things through so the county doesn't falter and we pay our bills and do and operate as normal as we can. But, you know, when we get to this point where there's a budget, it's not going to function normally because I'm not approving a budget that I don't like.
Yeah, no doubt. And we're going to get into some of the things that happened yesterday in a second. And before I get to this great event that you're holding on Monday, and that's the primary reason, you know, we wanted to get you on today. About reassessments. You're gonna have a town hall on reassessments, but I'm gonna hold it there because I've been made aware of, and I believe you're aware of, an issue that took place up at the 911 center where these informal appeals were happening with Tyler Technology, where appointments were made, people took off from work, rearranged their schedule to be there. And while they're sitting there waiting, representatives from Tyler Technology, a county contractor that's doing this reassessment process, said, "I'm sorry, all the meetings today have to be canceled because we don't have a sheriff here today. And we need a sheriff here if we're going to hold these meetings for safety purposes." And listen, I can understand that. But a little more research into it, they made it sound like, well, the sheriff just didn't show up today. The deputy sheriff's not here. You know, we don't know. We have to cancel these meetings. Well, it turns out that from the sheriff that they were not even scheduled to be up there by Tyler Technologies. So what's going on with this process?
Well, that's a question that I have. They keep me out of the loop, so I have no idea why the sheriff wasn't notified that we needed them there. As far as I was under the impression that they knew the schedule and they were going to be there the entire time. So why they weren't there the other day or multiple days, didn't show up in the morning. I heard the one day they showed up a little, like a half an hour later. Maybe they got called, you know, but why it happened, couldn't tell you. Couldn't tell you. This is the stuff that I deal with every single day. I find out after the fact all the time. So, you know, I have no control over it, unfortunately.
And
the sheriff, he's only going to do what he's told to do. If he's asked to have a deputy there, they'll be there. Just like at my event on Monday night. I asked the sheriff to put a deputy there. Absolutely not an issue. There will be one there. So it's a phone call.
Yeah, and if the sheriff's office was not contacted or scheduled to be there, then there's an issue with this paid contractor that's being paid by taxpayer dollars to do this, agreed to do these informal hearings, and you know something's falling through the cracks here. And I think that's exactly what your town hall meeting is on Monday, May 12th at 5:30. You want to tell us about this?
Yeah, so doors open at 5 p.m. The program will start at 5:30 at Lackawanna College in the auditorium on Vine Street. What the program is going to be, I'll be a panelist myself, but we're going to have three attorneys, two residential real estate attorneys, a commercial real estate attorney, and we're going to have a professional appraiser. They're going to discuss things in their field on how to go about a residential reassessment, commercial reassessment, and with the appraisal professional, give ideas and things on how you would get comparables to your property, whether it's a commercial property or a vacant lot or a house or whatever. So this is going to explain how you go through the process. And if people have questions at the end of the program, they can ask questions and hopefully get some answers from the folks on the panel. Again, it's going to be moderated by attorney Howard Rothenberg. So he'll kind of moderate the whole program. Some of my parts are going to be like things that are offered through the state and like clean and green and the homestead and things like that, and what veterans have, what are in place for veterans on disability. So, you know, there's a lot of things to learn. So hopefully it'll go well. It should be an interesting night. And I tried to even say at the commissioner meeting yesterday, this is not the opportunity to come and, you know, beat up on the county. This has nothing to do with that. This is strictly on how to navigate through a reassessment and where we are with it to date. If you want to come and complain about the reassessment, I advise everybody to come to the commissioner meetings for that. But Monday night is informational and hopefully get some answers to folks.
Yeah, you want to get as much information for the people that are eligible for these other programs that they could reach out to so they can do that, to make sure everyone's aware they may be eligible for this, they may be eligible for that, like you said, veterans, clean and green for, you know, people who have farmsteads and such like that, yep, where they could take advantage of these. And again, you're 100% right. The perfect place to complain about the reassessments itself, the way it's handled. And listen, we all have, I know you do, I know I do, I know all the listeners do, yep, about the way this is being handled, especially the news, yep, you know, what we find out. Schuylkill County is going through and at the same place in the process as we are. They're using a different organization to do it, and they did get estimated tax rates. They said that the company that's doing it for them said, listen, this information's available. It's out there. It can be given. And I said, you know, late last week on the show, the only reason is because whoever is making this decision doesn't want to give this information. Listen, we were told one-third of the property taxes will go up. One-third will stay the same. One-third will go down. We all realize this has to be revenue neutral as far as the budget goes. So regardless if these are just estimates and there's going to be appeals and most appeals are going to go downward, it's going to change a little bit, but it still should not change that one-third, one-third, one-third. So why not give estimates out? The information's there. Other reassessment companies that have done this says, yeah, we have all that. The program's there. Everything's there. And again, it's just an estimate. And red bold print on their notices say this is only an estimate and will change. But why not give people – because maybe they look at it and say, okay, you know, the property of my value shot up a lot and it scared the hell out of me, but my taxes really aren't that bad. I think that would settle a lot of people.
Well, it certainly would for the majority of the folks out there. But I've been in communication with the commissioners in Schuylkill County, and you know, I think we could have did a similar way they did and give people at least a ballpark of what their taxes could be. And it would have put a lot of people at ease. But on the other hand, the people that are going to go up, it certainly would have, you know, spark a lot of controversy. So, you know, they probably did it for a reason, which I'm not in agreement with. So, you know, I like to be open and transparent. I don't just say it. I'd like to be open and transparent. And to me, this is not. But at any rate, we're getting closer. I still think we're rushing a little bit. I think there's things that need to be put in place, safety measures for people on fixed incomes and the elderly and people living on Social Security that don't have any extra income. You know, I think there's things that can be done. They're done in other counties and other areas and other states. You know, we're not reinventing the wheel. And I'm not going to approve it until I get some of the things I'm asking for. You know, because we have to, at the end of this whole thing, we have to protect the homeowners. And, you know, nobody deserves to lose a house over this process just because they waited 50-some years. That's not, it's not the residents' fault. It's the people that in charge. That's their fault.
Yeah, and I agree here, and I hope when it comes, as this moves forward, if there's not a third commissioner, you know, maybe it's time to take that harder line stance. I know you want government to operate. I know you want Lackawanna County. Yep. You want its employees to get paid. You want the process to go through, contracts to happen, and things to work as normal as it possibly could. But something like this, I don't think a lot of residents would fault you for taking a hard line stance and say, you know what, it's one and one, and I'm not voting for this right now. So unless we get some more answers, unless you become more upfront, then this doesn't move anywhere.
Correct. And that's where I choose my battles, and the little ones, you know, not so big of a deal. But when it came to last year's tax increase, I did everything humanly possible to avoid that. And as far as this reassessment, I've been, you know, I voted no to initiate it years ago. I think it was done hastily during the middle of a pandemic. I think it was poor timing. And we're rushing to the finish line here. So I'm going to be steadfast, and I'm not just going to vote for it. Absolutely not, until I'm satisfied, and I think it's as fair as it can possibly be. But, you know, right now it's not, and I don't feel that it is. So, you know, we're just going to have to see how it progresses here.
So I have about a minute or two left, and I don't want to keep it that short. But you had your meeting yesterday, and this extension of the PFM contract to move forward. I'm getting a lot of text messages. I'm getting a lot of people reaching out saying, "You know, why did you vote for this?" And I understand it's a grant money coming in. But listen, grant money is still taxpayer dollars. It's state taxpayer dollars. It's still our money. It's still being used for this. You know, there was a Democrat majority in the last administration that dumped a whole lot on you guys. And that includes your partner there, you know, Commissioner Bill Gaughan at this point. You know, millions of dollars of bills unpaid, things had to be done. But to keep extending this, to keep another $100,000 for this contract, you know, where are we going from here? We're supposed to have people in our government that are able to manage money, and we're supposed to hire managers in our departments that are supposed to be doing this, not paying additional hundreds of thousands of dollars for outside people to do jobs that we, in fact, should be doing.
Well, and you know what? And you're right. So, you know, I have my own finance team that basically work for free. They pointed out many of these issues over the past 6 years that PFM brought forward in their first phase. Nobody wants to listen to a thing anybody has to say, so the county's floundering. Now it's start to phase two. Where are we going to apply these cuts? What we're going to do from here? My opinion was, look at, if this is what it's going to take to finally get someone to listen, as Bill Gaughan, if he'll listen to PFM and follow what they say we have to do, then I think it's money well spent, because otherwise it's not going anywhere. They don't listen to anybody, but they, unless they're telling them what they want to hear. PFM seems to be doing a good job. They pointed out a lot of things. I hope in phase two, they're going to point out where we can start making cuts and saving money. That's going to benefit the taxpayers. But you know, if I didn't vote for it, then where are we going to go? Because they certainly don't listen to me. That was the only option I have, and I thought that was my best choice to represent the taxpayers and the people here in Lackawanna County. I mean, you know, do we have to do it? Probably not. But if this is how it's going to work, then I'm going to have to go with it. And that was my reason. That was my best option. Not a great option, my best option.
Well, since this is the path that Lackawanna County has chosen to take, I would like to see, as a taxpayer of Lackawanna County, where we stand deficit-wise, and including our debt service. Because between December of 2024 and today, we've spent more money, we've taken on more debt, we're paying more in interest than we actually were in 2024, the end of 2024. So I would like to see statuses. Listen, we raised our taxes 33%, we're taking that on the chin. We're paying this money for these organizations to come in and tell us, you know, the best way to go and to help us manage that. Okay, How is it helping us? You know, where do we stand this month as far as our debt, you know, what unpaid bills are, what our debt services are? And in 6 months, if you bring it out and it's $1.2 million less or a couple hundred thousand dollars less, you know, at least people see progress and could go, okay, we're headed in the right direction. But as of right now, when I look at December 2024 and today, you know, we've increased our debt. We're taking on more because you have to spend to get out of it. And a lot of people are having trouble buying that.
I agree with you 100%. They borrowed money a few different times during their first year last year. I think they've driven up our debt, like you just said. They're spending money. They've created new positions, hired people. They filled every position possible over at the prison. So they're spending. They spent so much money. I don't know. And again, this is my only hope is PFM is going to say, you're going the wrong way.
Well,
here,
didn't
folks.
PFM say we should have a hiring freeze?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yes.
Someone's not listening, Commissioner.
Well, right. Yeah. Tell me about it. And so when did the hiring freeze stop? As soon as they implemented the 33% tax increase. I mean, like, it just doesn't stop. They've never saved a penny. They shift things around. They said they canceled the health department, saved $4 million. No, they didn't. They shifted everybody from the health department over to Health and Human Services. We still own the building. Everybody's still getting paid. We didn't save any money. It's costing us more money. So there's so many things that what they say and what is really what happening, it's the total opposite. So I and that's what I said. You know, I know Bob Cadero's mad because I voted for this. I was like, well, I'm doing the best I can. It's me against the county. If PFM says some things that I agree with, which they have been, then that's I have them on my side. So, you know, this is all I have to go with at this point. And I hope that when they come up with the second report on where we can cut and save, that they're going to follow it. You know, that's the key right there.
And again, I want to correct you. I don't think it's you against the county. I get messages from plenty of people in the county who are with you. It's you against county members who are gaining from this, who always tend to gain from this type of thing. So let's make that clear.
Correct.
So you have your reassessment town hall on Monday, May 12th at 5:30. Doors open at 5 o'clock. And come, and if you think you may have an avenue to lessen your tax burden, I would go there and listen to what these experts have to say. Commissioner, thanks for joining us today.
Yep. And remember, it's all free, so thank you.
Okay, no doubt.